when we've got that righteousness, that new man that's created in righteousness. That's the righteousness of Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:21. God has made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God. Where? In him. And you're not in righteousness unless you're in him. And in him there is no sin. So the Bible says here that that new nature we have is created in righteousness and true holiness. And when you project that old new man out there that's made in the righteousness of God and in the holiness of Jesus Christ, and he fears God, and he dresses right, and he hates evil, and all of those things, then you're going to have to be ready to stand for your life, because your fellow man's not going to like you very good. In fact, he's going to hate you. Consider it. Jesus said, time will come when men will hate you and cast you out of their company for my name's sake. But in that day rejoice and be exceeding glad. And you're like the maniac of Gadara when you found the Lord. Now, wasn't that a projection? Him in Mark the 5th chapter running around screaming and yelling, cutting himself with stones. Perhaps his wife and children home, afraid for old Dan to even come back close to town. And the Bible said oftentimes they bound him with chains and with fetters, strong ropes. And a demon would come on him, he'd break them asunder, and no man could tame him. Finally, Jesus came across that sea, stepped out on the shore of that boat. That fellow met him the first thing, yelling and squalling, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God, I adjure you that you don't come over here and torment me. Well, the first thing Jesus said when he saw him in that condition was, come out of him, thou unclean spirit. And when he saw him, he began crying out, leave me alone. That wasn't him. That was them stinking devils. Jesus saw past them devils and saw that man wanted to be delivered. They said, don't send us away into the deep. Send us into the swine. Jesus said, what's your name? Legion! We're many. There's a lot of us. Praise God. There's a lot of folks. Must have a legion. I don't believe they can do all they do with one. One little old spirit. I believe I might handle him. Some folks got a bunch of them. Can't never quiet them down. Jesus said, okay, you can go in the swine. Now get. And when they left him, they went to the swine. There he was naked. Standing there just butt naked. Isn't that something? No, not a stitch of clothes on, for the Bible said he tore all of his clothes off of it. A lot of folks in Jacksonville is not in their right mind, are they? Here to the Atlantic Ocean, to the Gulf. Now, I'll put these airports, they full of people. Them old gals, they wear less, and they, like good old Sony used to say, the women, when they meet you down at the pier, they wear less than the ladies do here. Right everywhere you go, they're wearing less and less and less. Boy, they've got to show it. Every bit of their hide and everything else. They ain't got nothing to hide. Why does it women want to show their bodies off? They're 10 times worse than a man. You ladies know that. You let the old devil get in you, the first thing you want to do is take your clothes off and get you something scanty to put on and maybe nothing. He want to show it. Well, he sure wasn't given a very good projection, but of the devil, that's what we need. We need the devil's projection on one side and the projection of that new nature made in righteousness and true holiness on the other side, so we can compare that state of existence with that state of tranquility that God brought us in. Then it's not hard to make that decision when the tempter comes. Too many people forget where they come from and what the devil had them into. Lord, anybody, look at that old codger up there raving and screaming and all cut up and scars all over his body, marked, naked, full of the devil, can't live with any civilized human being. But after Jesus cast the devil out of him, some of the people took their clothes and shared with him and put clothes on him. And he sat at Jesus' feet, clothed and in his right mind. And the Bible said they were afraid of him. But yeah, they're afraid of you when you get in your right mind. This country wants a bunch of crazy people out here to consort with. If you go out to the beach, you got to have some crazy folks to go with. You ain't going to find none in their right mind to go with you. They just won't go. Them crazy ones will. Them old gals is crazy, pull their clothes off. Want some man to lust after. It's not a projection of Jesus, and they still claim, oh, I'm saved. I go to church on Sunday. Save your foot. I'm saved about them. In Luke, the first chapter, verse 76, I tell you, this is a great verse on holiness, and we ought to take heed, the more earnest heed, to the things that we have heard, lest at any time we let them slip. In Luke, the first chapter, verses 74 and 75, that he would grant unto us that we, being delivered out of the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life. That he would grant unto us that we, being delivered out of the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear. When God delivers you, then your lifestyle is to serve him in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of your life. Praise God. There's no quarter. God don't put up with no baloney. He don't accept people that don't live like that. Somebody says, well, I just confess my sins. If I do something wrong, confess them, and it's no good at all. 1 John 1, verses 7 through 9 says, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, then we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Now, the next verse says, if we say that we have no sin, that means that old nature is still there. Don't mean commit sin. It means that body of sin, that old nature you were born with, is called sin, S-I-N. He's still there. If you say you don't have it, you deceive yourself and the truth is not in you. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to what? To cleanse us from all unrighteousness, all ethical and moral impurities, or rebellion. God will clean us up. And that last verse says, 10th verse says, if we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. You haven't sinned. All of us have sinned. Romans 3:23 says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But when God brings us to the cross, to the convicting power of the Holy Ghost, then there is a meeting between us and the Lord. And there our sins are judged. And we're absolved because we repent of our sins and we're clean. And God delivers us and sets us free. And Jesus said in John 8:32, if the Son, therefore, hath made you free, then you're free indeed. You don't have to sin. Praise God. It's a stinking lie. Getting out of always having to do something wrong. Romans 6, Paul gave us this evidence here about sin. Verse 15, he begins, what then shall we sin because we're not under the law, but under grace? God forbid. If you're under grace, you're still under the law of God. He puts them in your heart and in your mind. Know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness? You have to obey to have the righteousness of Christ. But God be thanked that you were the servants of sin, but you've obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. You were past. Being then made free from sin, you become the servants of righteousness. Then the great apostle John in 1 John, the third chapter, he always takes it up. Boy, he's a great writer, and I certainly love that book of 1 John. If we didn't have that, we'd be in a mess. 1 John, the third chapter, verse 4, whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law. That's written in your hearts and minds. For sin is the transgression of the law. And you know that he was manifested to take away our sins. And in him is no sin in him. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth hath not seen him nor known him. This next verse is a key. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous. You got to do it. Like James says, faith without works is dead. He that doeth righteousness is righteous,